Good afternoon. Once again, this is Melanie Lillison with the National Coalition for Homeless Veterans. This is the conference call on an introduction to helping homeless veterans. If you just joined, I've asked everyone to go ahead and mute their phone by hitting *6. That will keep the background noise to a minimum. I will be taking questions towards the end of the call. And to unmute your phone, if you're having issues hearing or if something does come up, you can do that by hitting *7. But I would ask that everyone please refrain from doing that until the call has concluded. I'm going to be doing a short presentation, and then I will be taking questions. The presentation was emailed out to everyone earlier this morning. If you do not have it, you can access it on our website, which is www.nchv.org. And on the right-hand side, you can see the link for the conference calls. When you click on that, the page will open, and the materials will be there for you to download. Excuse me. I am going to go ahead and start since it is just 2 o'clock here. And I'm going to do just a brief overview and provide some basic information on homeless veterans and the services available to them, and also offer some ways that your organization can help and or expand services to assist homeless veterans. As I mentioned, I will be taking questions at the conclusion of the call, and as well I've provided my contact information, so if you do have questions, you can follow up following this presentation. All right, so before we begin and before we get too far into the presentation, I want to make sure that everyone has a clear understanding when I start talking about what a homeless veteran is. And there, it seems like there's some additional people on the call. If I can have everyone mute their line by hitting *6, I would appreciate it. Thank you very much. That way we can make sure everyone can hear the call. And *7 will unmute your phone. But in order to keep it quiet, I appreciate everyone's participation with that. As I was saying, before we begin, I really want to talk about, if you look on slide 2, what a definition of a homeless veteran is, because I've done this presentation a couple times, and I've always been interested by the fact that when people are brand new to this, that it is important that you realize what the definition means and how that relates to how people are eligible for services. So by looking at slide 2, a homeless veteran is someone who lacks a fixed, regular, or an adequate nighttime residence, or has a nighttime residence that falls into one of these categories. A supervised, publicly or privately owned shelter, this is pretty self-explanatory, an institution that provides a temporary residence for individuals intended to be institutionalized, or a public or private place not designed for or ordinarily used as a regular sleeping accommodation for human beings. So it's very important that you realize that that the people that you're serving, and if you are going to be using federal funds to pay for these services, that this is a definition that both the VA and the Department of Labor do use for eligibility within their programs. The other thing to keep in mind is that this definition does not include everyone. By that I mean those people, we typically call them couch surfers, individuals that may be staying with their friend on the sofa in someone's house with their mother, their father, their friend, their brother, whoever it may be. They are not considered homeless under this definition. So you have to make sure that you have the documentation that proves that they are homeless when they enter your program. So it doesn't mean that you can't serve those individuals, but to be ordered to be eligible for federally funded programs, the person that is homeless must fall into this category. And most federal grants that you can apply for will require that individuals, veterans, fall into this category. Some of the key facts to keep in mind so you have a better understanding of how you can assist are listed on slide 3. On any given night, and these numbers were taken from the VA Challenge report and a report that the NEPIC, the Northeast Program Evaluation Center reports, does every year. So these are the most recent statistics that we do have available. On any given night, there are roughly 131,000 veterans on the street. Over the course of a year, they say there's around 500,000 veterans, homeless veterans on the night, on the streets. But on any given night, this is a point-in-time survey that was done, there, the VA estimates that there's roughly 131,000 veterans. Most importantly, you see that male veterans are 1.3 times more likely to become homeless, and female veterans are 3.6 times more likely to become homeless than their non-veteran counterparts. This is really important because once you realize that veterans still make up a small portion of the population, that these individuals do and are more likely to become homeless in compared to the other individuals, citizens of society. As you see in the third bullet, veterans roughly represent about 26% of the homeless population, but only about 11% of the civilian population 18 years and older. So it was, where when you refer to the homeless veteran population, you're talking about a percentage of individuals. When you look at a group, one in four of homeless people are going to be veterans, and this is a very high statistic when you're dealing with and you're thinking of how you're going to serve these individuals. For those of you that may have just joined the call, if you can please hit star six so we can keep the background noise to a minimum, I would appreciate it. And we're currently on slide three. What we also see is that veterans are typically older, better educated, and sicker. This includes both mental and physical issues. PTSD is a prevalent concern and one of the things that must be taken into consideration, as well as the physical disabilities that may come into play from their time in service. The key thing here is the second-to-last bullet point is the one stating that the lack of family and social networks due to lengthy periods away from their communities of origin is key here. Because what we find is that veterans that are not affiliated or do not have the support systems they need are more likely to become homeless because they do not have the networks and the availability of assistance that others may do. It also shows that we need to address the entire spectrum of needs for veterans. We're not talking just about individuals who need housing or services or mental health care. We're talking about individuals that need all of those services. So when we talk about services that veterans need, moving on to slide four, we're talking about coordinated efforts to provide secure housing and nutritional meals, not just one or the other. We're talking about housing plus services. Included in that would be essential health care, substance abuse, aftercare and mental health care, your AA, your NA, all of those types of things, your personal development and empowerment. Individuals coming from the street often have a very low self-esteem, and it takes time for them to feel like they can be productive citizens, and your program should help address that and assist them in order to get them back to a place where they're able to be productive. And eventually, we're talking about job assessment, training, and placement assistance when we're dealing with individuals who are able to keep and maintain employment. It's a holistic approach, and it provides the best way to assist and work with veterans. One other thing to keep in mind is that proven record has shown that often a veteran-serving-veteran model is the best way. They can relate to each other. They can have that common experience, that common bond, and it sometimes will bring down some of the barriers that individuals may be facing and allow them to open up to either their case manager or someone that is working with them. Intense case management involves both the client and the case manager. It's important to have buy-in not only from your staff that's working with them, but involve the veteran themselves within their plan. What do they want? What are some long-term goals that they want? You want to get them invested in their care so that way they're willing and motivated to participate and continue that involvement. Three things to keep in mind when we're talking about services for veterans, the three most basic things that need to be addressed when you're dealing with prevention and or assisting someone who is homeless. We're talking about health care, housing, and the economic issues, which typically revolve around job placement and assistance with that. There is a little bit of background noise, so if you just joined the call, please hit star 6 to mute your line. I would appreciate it. Now that we have a few, now that I've covered just a little bit about some of the statistics and what a homeless veteran is, as well as some of the services that are needed, I want to talk about the federal programs that are available. These programs are specific to veterans. There are many programs that assist the homeless population. However, the ones I'm going to be referring to in the next couple of slides are specific to veterans. That homeless veteran definition that I talked about at the very beginning, those are the eligibility requirements to be funded underneath or to pay for services. So if your organization is currently not receiving funding underneath these programs, I encourage you to look for and apply for these funding sources. Currently, there are not any active funding availability, but those will be coming out probably in early 2010 underneath most of these programs. And if you currently don't have funding, you can recommend and make referrals to individuals or programs, local programs in your area that are currently receiving funding underneath these programs. You can also see if they would like to partner with you. If you are in a community that is not currently funded, but you are looking to partner and expand services offered, you can partner with individuals who are getting these grants, and that is something that you could approach them for. So while you may not be eligible right now, it is something to think about for the future. These are programs that do have usually funding once a year, and they are available to community-based organizations that are assisting homeless veterans. The first one is the Grant and Per Diem Program. This is funding provided by the Department of Veterans Affairs for transitional housing and services to veterans. It's a combination of housing plus services. You must have both of them, not one or the other. You must have both. The VA will provide 65% of your total cost for a capital project, and they will also, underneath their grant program. The per diem is the daily rate of service payment that you'll get for services offered to veterans on a daily basis. Funds come in the form of capital, which is the 65% match. Your organization has to come up with the 35%. Or per diem, which is a daily operational payment for services given to veterans. So that's payment for the housing plus services. When you combine these, you have and you would be eligible for a construction of a building and then the operational cost once the building is in place. This is a competitive grant. It is usually offered once a year. As I mentioned before, currently the VA does not have an open solicitation for funding. We anticipate that most likely the next round of funding will come in 2010. However, I encourage you that if you are looking for and would like to apply for funding, you must do that and prepare for that now, because it is a fairly lengthy grant application process. Eligible organizations include nonprofit and public agencies. The overall goal of the program is to help homeless veterans, primarily those living in places not ordinarily meant for human habitation, as we talked about under the definition. The goal of this program is to help individuals achieve residential stability, increase their levels and or income, and obtain greater self-determination. So everything that your program, services and housing that you would be looking to offer underneath this program must tie back to these three goals. So services and housing and everything else that you're looking to fund underneath this grant, the Grant and Per Diem Program, would have to fall into these three goals. The second round of funding is the Department of Labor, HVRP, the Homeless Veterans Reintegration Program. This is to provide and assist in the reintegration of homeless veterans into the employment arena. This program is offered, as I mentioned, by the Department of Labor, and they have two specific objectives: to provide services to assist in reintegrating homeless veterans into meaningful employment within the labor force, and to stimulate the development of effective community delivery systems that will address the complex problems facing homeless veterans. The important thing to keep in mind here, obviously, is that it is a employment-focused program. The ultimate goal of the HVRP grant is full-time employment. So everything that you do, from employment training to resume writing to job skills placement, all of those types of things will be covered underneath this grant for the ultimate goal of being provided to get veterans back into employment. It is important to note that you cannot pay for housing underneath this program. Housing is not covered. This is the employment piece. So if you're looking for housing and service dollars, you need to look underneath the for the grant per diem program. The VA is the only program currently that offers specific funding for transitional housing for veterans, which is up to 24 months. So HVRP provides housing for employment services. Grant and per diem provides funds for the housing and services piece. So combined with the two, and you can combine the two together, you would be able to provide housing, services, and employment assistance for homeless veterans in your community. All right. Now, as I mentioned, both of those programs that I just went over are grant applications that you do have to complete and fill out for review. Awards are given usually once a year. And we do list all of these on our website when funding is available. You do have to be a nonprofit in order to receive funding underneath these grants. So if you are not a nonprofit, you can either partner with an organization that is a nonprofit, or you can start to fill out your paperwork to become a nonprofit. As I mentioned, there are not current solicitations out for both of these grants, which means that you have time to prepare and get ready to apply for these grants when they come out. Typically, once they're announced on the Federal Register, you have about 6 weeks to fill out the application and submit it in, but they are both lengthy applications that do require a lot of collaboration and preparation beforehand. So now is the time to think about that and to get your organization prepared for that. Moving forward, I'm going to talk about some programs that are a little bit different. These are not grant programs, but they are programs offered by the federal government. Each one of them have different requirements, but keep in mind that these are not federal grants. The only two grants that are offered for specific services for homeless veterans are the VA Grant and Per Diem and the Department of Labor's HVRP, Homeless Veterans Reintegration Program. The one we're going to talk about now is the HUD-VASH program. This program is different for a number of reasons. Specifically, it is for it's a voucher program, so it is a housing voucher program, but it is for supportive housing. Unlike other voucher programs, services are tied to this, so it's for individuals who need long-term care, those that need the intensive case management on a long-term basis. So the main things to keep in mind with HUD-VASH are it is a voucher program, it is for permanent housing, and it is for housing with services. Some of the key features to this are that it is offered through a joint partnership through HUD, the Housing and Urban Development, who manage the housing piece, and the VA, which provides the supportive services underneath the case management piece. So if you have individuals in your area or if you're working with veterans that might be interested in this program, the first thing to do would be to contact your local VA, because the VA determines eligibility through their case managers. The VA will then refer an approved individual to their local housing authority with the voucher. So individuals first must go through the VA in order to be approved, and then they will be given the referral to go to the housing authority. The VA will be providing the case management for these vouchers, and the local housing authority will provide the housing piece. So it is a great program. These are new vouchers that have not been in place before. They are for veterans specifically, and they are based. They are given based on a veteran and their family size. So they do vary based on size of the family. However, keep in mind that eligibility must be done through the VA and that the voucher is linked with services. So the person that would be getting the voucher would also need to be eligible for case management, and you need to contact your local VA in order to determine if they're eligible. The next one is a stand down. This is a great way for your organization or for you to become more familiar with the types of services that may be currently available in your local community, or to learn more about what your organization can do to assist homeless veterans. This is a 1 to 3 day event, usually hosted locally in conjunction with the VA. They usually provide benefit services, health care, sometimes dental care, a variety of different types of services. But the purpose of this event is to provide services and services to homeless veterans and their families at one location. So you would use a football field, some location, a park, somewhere where you could bring in all the services. And by services, we're talking about, from healthcare, from the VA to medicine to AANA meetings. You have entertainment for individuals who are there, sleeping arrangements, haircuts, showers, food, all of those things to one location. You're going to be building a community network for those individuals for those 1 to 3 days that are going to be there. This is an opportunity for individuals that may be homeless to become part of or to request services. It's a great outreach program, so that way people can become more familiar with the types of services that are there, and it can be the entry point for those who are needing services. We do list all of the stand downs on our website that we currently know of and that are registered within our database. NCHV is the national coordinator of stand downs. So if your organization is going to be hosting a stand down and it is not listed on our website, we encourage you to fill out the stand down form and fax it in to us. It's about a page. It's not very long, but that way you will be listed on our website, and so individuals who are requesting or needing services will be made aware of that. Do encourage you to do go and take a look and see if there's a stand down close to you. As I mentioned, it's a great way to really see what can and how you can serve veterans, either in your community or in a close community to you. The main thing here is that you can partner with other organizations running these programs to provide assistance. So if you're new to the service provider community, it's a great way to find out if you can assist or how you can assist, what gaps of services are there, and how can you help get those veterans services. The one thing to keep in mind here is that the Department of Labor does have money available for those of you who are currently not receiving HVRP funds to help pay and offset the cost of the stand downs. You can receive up to $10,000 for the 3-day event, and the dollar amount decreases based on the length of time of your stand down. We do have the link listed there for the stand down grants. It is a fairly short application, I encourage all of you to apply for that, because there is funding available currently underneath that program. The next program or resource I'm going to be referring to is the Challenge, which is the Community Homeless Assessment Local Education and Network Group. This was started in 1994 by the VA, and each year they do an annual study that assesses the needs of homeless veterans. These are where we get a lot of our statistics, as well as you can find out where the gaps of services are, what are the greatest needs of the veterans in your community, and how you and your organization can best assist those needing services. You can download the report, and it'll give you a good understanding of the local issues in your community. You'll get stats, and it'll describe the greatest needs of the veterans in your community, and it's a great starting point on understanding what your community is either currently addressing or what they do need to address in regards to services and how they can help veterans in your community. The other thing I will mention in a talk about this and how your organization can get involved is not only to download and to study the challenge report, but then also to participate in the challenge process. They do a yearly study survey, and it's a volunteer study. It's about a page survey usually. It takes about 10 minutes to fill out, And that way they can get a good assessment of the number of veterans in your community, and it is some way that your organization can start to participate. Especially if you currently are serving veterans and you're not participating, I highly encourage you to do that, because the VA uses the challenge report to determine where they're going to spend some of their additional funds and to determine how they're going to be focusing some of those dollars too. So it's really important to help you determine that and to get involved in that process. The other thing I would encourage you to do, especially if you're going to be looking for or going to be applying for the VA grant and per diem program, is to find out who your grant per diem liaison is. This is the person that handles the local side of the grant and per diem program. This is the individual who will provide you referrals, and it will also be the person that will provide you support letters once you do apply for that grant. The other person that you want to find out in your community is the Homeless Veteran Service Coordinator. These people are at each one of the medical centers. They will be very knowledgeable in the services that are currently being offered in your community. They will also be able to make referrals to your organization, as well as providing you resources as you move forward. So these are your two vital linkages that your organization must really access in order to move forward. The other thing to keep in mind in regards to things to get involved with, even if you don't have an HVRP grant, you want to make sure that you contact your local one-stop employment office. At each one of these locations, there are individuals that provide services directly to veterans in need of employment. Their job is to go into the community and to really develop and provide employment assistance to individuals who are veterans. So it's important that you really take advantage of these services. The Department of Labor pays for these individuals to be at each one of these employment offices, so you want to get to know who they are and make sure that if you are looking for assistance for individuals in regards to employment, that you make the referrals to the veteran-specific providers at each one of these employment offices. And finally, in order to learn a little bit more about what's going on in your community, not only within the veteran side, but also just in regards to how your community is addressing the homeless population, you want to find out about your continuum of care, your COC. That is done through HUD. And what that is it's all of the homeless providers in your community get together, and the continuum of care addresses the needs of the homeless population in your community. So it's not just veteran-specific. They provide it's a homeless group, so it's all of the individuals serving homeless individuals in your community. They will provide and have meetings, and it will be a good opportunity to see who else is providing services, who you might be able to partner with, and what gaps of services are currently there. The consolidated plan is the action plan that your community is currently taking in regards to how they're addressing homelessness. So it's the current programs, the current funding, all of the things that are currently going on in order to address and to end homelessness within your community. So those two resources are available through HUD, and we'll put some links up on our website directly to them. But those are great resources in order to find not only possibly some funding, but also great partnerships within the community. It's really important that you research the needs of your community and how your individual organization will address those needs. If you don't fully understand what the needs of your veterans are, you won't be able to address them completely, and in most instances won't be successful in receiving funding. So really take some time, study the challenge report, get to know your continuum of care, look through your consolidated plans, because those programs will provide you the basis to get involved with and to look for assistance with veterans. We do have a list of organizations on the NCHV website that you can find out who's currently providing services in your community. You go to our website, which is www.nchv.org. Underneath Homeless Veteran Service Providers on the left-hand side, you can click on Locate a Community-Based Organization. I would suggest you search by state. It'll give you the best representation and listing of organizations there. The listing will range from all types of housing and services to individuals who just may make referrals or provide assistance to veterans, but those are a self-identified group of individuals and organizations that are assisting veterans. The other thing I encourage individuals and organizations to do is to sign up for our listserv. We do list and publish quite a bit of resources, grants, funding opportunities, trainings, conference calls, all of those types of things on our website. And towards the bottom of our homepage there, you'll see the listing to sign up for our listserv and our e-newsletter. That is done, and we send out our e-newsletter once a month. And anytime there are other resources, we will send those out as well. So if you go up to the sign up for the NCHV e-newsletter on the bottom of the left-hand side of the page, you'll be notified anytime funding does become available underneath the Department of Veterans Affairs Grant and Per Diem Program, the HVRP program, or any other types of funding that may be available. We will publish those via e-newsletter and on our website. I have included my contact information here. My email address is millliston@nchv.org, or you can give me a call at 202-546-1969. I'd be glad to answer any questions that you may have. If we don't get to your question today, I will be available to take calls and questions as they do come up. At this point, I think I'm going to go ahead and open up the call for questions. We do have quite a few people on the call, so everyone, we have plenty of time. If you just kind of be patient, and we'll work our way through the questions as they come through. So if you do have a question, you can hit *7 on your phone to unmute your line, and we'll take as many questions as we can in the next couple of minutes. So *7 to unmute your line, and I'd be glad to address or answer any questions that you may have.
Hello?
Yes, you have a question?
Yeah, this is Winworth calling. And I wanted to know, do we have to work with existing community health services that are listed with the VA, or can we coordinate with those who are local in our community?
Well, I encourage you to utilize and to really make sure that you are coordinating with the VA. You don't have to provide, you don't have to go through the VA for all of their services. Keep in mind, though, that any services that you do provide outside of the VA, your organization is going to have to pay for underneath the per diem, which is around $34 a day. So it's important to keep in mind that if you don't utilize and take advantage of those, you're going to have to be able to pay for those out of pocket.
Thank you.
*7 if anyone has any questions to unmute your line.
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
My name is Peter Suarez. I'm calling from Houston, Texas. My question is, I see you have almost the same program as the ARP program. What is going to be the difference here? For example, the one you just gave the example on, you are saying that if you do not have the funds, you're going to be responsible for $35. The 35% of the program. So how do you have to do that?
I don't think I understand your question properly. What you're asking about the HVRP grant or the grant per diem program?
The per diem program, because there are two segments of this program here. You have the one where you pay 65%. Where 65% is going to come in from the VA people. And then the other 35%, you're supposed to be paying for that. Is that correct?
65% match comes from the Department of Veterans Affairs for your construction, rehab, or renovation costs.
Yes.
The other 35% must come from non-federal dollars, and that's for the construction costs. HVRP funds cannot be used for construction.
All right, so which means then that the 35% is going to have to come from you, more like a matching grant, so to speak. Is that correct?
That's correct, or other private foundation dollars.
All right, thank you.
Okay, if you unmute your line, if we could make sure that people are quiet so we can hear the question, I would appreciate it. *7 to ask your question. Any other additional questions? *7 to unmute your line and ask a question.
Yes, my name is Adrian Mackey with Goodwill of Houston. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I have a question. I'm working with the HVRP program here at Goodwill, and I wanted to know, we have this new grant that's out now, for it's called the VWIP, the Veterans Work in Progress. Well, you know, the VWIP for the newly veterans that's just returning less than 4 years. I'm trying to figure out, I have a homeless vet that's the homeless vet. He's in my program, but he cannot receive any services from the new grant that's out, or how does that work?
Is he returning veteran?
He's a returning veteran, but he's homeless. So I understand. I have him under my homeless veterans reintegration program grant.
Mm-hmm.
So by him receiving that, see, I'm trying to figure out, I know that's a Department of Labor grant, but then is the VWIP a different grant that, can he receive services from that one also?
Do you have a VWIP grant?
Yes, Goodwill is awarded that one also, yes.
Okay, he can only be enrolled in one or the other, so you would have to determine
okay.
which one. They're both very similar, except for one is targeted for returning and one is targeted for just the general homeless population. He can only be enrolled in one or the other. He cannot be enrolled in both.
That's what I need, the clarification. I truly appreciate that. Thank you.
Any other questions? *7 to unmute your line.
Yes, I have a question.
Go ahead.
This is Nicole Love from Houston, Texas,
mm-hmm.
and my question is about the benefits of certain veterans.
Okay.
Do all veterans receive eye care services through the VA?
It depends on their level of need. My suggestion would be to, if that person, do they currently receive any benefits from the VA or no?
Yes, they do receive benefits, but they explain that they are not service-connected. Does that not include vision benefits?
Honestly, I'm not a VA benefits expert.
Oh, okay.
My suggestion would be to contact someone at your local benefits office and ask them to go over that with the individual. It usually depends on a case-by-case, depending on what they're eligible to receive underneath their discharge status.
Okay. Thank you.
*7 to unmute your line to ask a question. Are there any other questions, Star?
Yeah, my name is Arnold Henry. I'm with Harbor Light Village Salvation Army in Kansas City, Kansas.
Yes.
The benefit office, can we use them to get the clients, have the clients have a credit check? Because we're finding it very hard to go online and look up some of these credit check things and get the information without them later on saying, well, we need you to pay this to get this. You know, so would the benefit office do a credit check for these clients if we brought them in and with their information?
I honestly do not know. My assumption would be probably not. You might want to check. It depends on what they're getting the credit check for. So my suggestion would be to contact or make contact with and become friends with someone at the benefits office and ask them directly what benefits they would be able to offer to individuals enrolled in your program.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Other questions? *7 to unmute your line.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. I want to follow up on the gentleman's question, the one from Kansas. He asked a question about whether the people can pay for the credit check. My question is, do they give us a list of services that the $10,000 grant will pay for on the stand downs?
Stand down pays for a 1 to 3 day event, and
yes,
then there's center employment services.
Okay.
So anything that would be included in that stand down that would be employment focused could be paid for.
Okay, because on reading the grants yesterday, on reading the information that was sent out, it was, and you also said just now that they can come down and where they can do private things, for example, like showering down or whatever they need to do. So basically, it just has to do with say. Helping them with referrals to employment services or writing resumes, that kind of stuff. Does that fall into the category you're describing here?
Yes. Department of Labor, everything that they work on is employment-focused. So just keep that in mind. Anytime you're going to get funding from the Department of Labor, it's for the purpose of getting employment.
Okay. So if you help them write resumes or send them out to job interviews and all that stuff, that should actually qualify. Is that correct?
during a stand down?
Yes.
This is stand down specific. Yes. Without looking at your application, I don't know, but if you're talking, if you're going to be having that type of employment training during the stand down, yes, then those would be eligible activities.
Okay, and we have to get the people, meaning the service providers, for example, employers and whoever is going to be working in association with this stand down here. We have to get them. We have to kind of coordinate this so we can get all the service providers to come in and do this for us on that 1 to 3 day program, right?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions? *7 to unmute your line.
Hello, am I on?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, this is Regina Alexander, homeless coordinator from St. Louis, Florida.
Okay.
I deal with the benefits.
Okay.
I've heard a few questions concerning what is the veteran entitled to as far as benefits are concerned. The number that the individual can call or the agency can call is 1-800-827-1000.
Thank you. That helps.
Okay, and a lot of times when a stand-downs are involved, you can still call the 1-800 number to see if you can get a an individual from the VBA or Veteran Benefits to attend, to assist, because majority homeless coordinators do attend stand-downs throughout the country.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
That helps.
Any other questions? *7. Okay, well, we will be posting the audio of this call as well as some additional resources on our website in the next couple of days. If you do have questions that come up or if you do think of something you would like to follow up with, my email address is included, and you can also give me a call at your convenience. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions that you have that may come up. Are there any additional questions before we conclude
yes,
the call?
Please.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Dolores Polite with Winsward out of Los Angeles, California. About the housing availability for vets, do you have an agency we can go through that we can get a list of housing for them to assist them in the Los Angeles area?
Housing in regards to HUD-VASH or just in general?
In general.
We do. Well, we have a list of providers on our website, and most of them do provide housing. You would have to contact them directly. They offer a wide variety of services, and that's available on our website. But that's the only listing that we currently have.
Okay.
You could also contact your local housing authority and see if they provide a list of who's provide assistance underneath their voucher program, and they can provide you a list of landlords that have signed up for the Section 8 or the HUD-VASH program.
Okay. That's great. Thank you so much for being here. Yes.
Other questions, *7? Okay, well, I want to thank everyone for their time. Encourage you to please sign up for the e-newsletter, and please contact me if you do have any other additional questions. But thank you very much, and I wish everyone to have a great rest of their day.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.